Greetings and welcome to the Joy of Discovery radio program, brought to you by the family of the Claysburg Bible Church. I'm Pastor Keith Showalter, and it's great to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery. And as I say every week, and I'll say it again this week, if you would ever desire a copy of any of our programs, the CDs are free. All you need to do is write to us. Whenever you write, include the date of the program you desire and write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. And I'll get you that address again at the end of the program. Before we get started today, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, as we gather together today, Lord, we're going back again to Revelation chapter 1, where we are looking at the vision that John was given in that chapter of Jesus Christ in all of his glory. Lord, there's a lot for us to learn, and today we're gonna touch on verse 16. And as we do, I pray that, Lord, that you would challenge our thinking. Lord, help us to step back and examine our lives to see where we are in our walk and see if there's something that needs to be changed. So, Father, we'll commit this to you. We know that your word doesn't return void, so we'll thank you beforehand for what will be accomplished. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Great to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery. I want to remind you, too, that If you want a copy but you don't want a CD, you could go to our website, and on our website, claysburgbiblechurch.com, the entire study of Revelation is archived on there, either in live stream or just in MP3 audio that can be downloaded. So you are welcome to get on there. The hard copy notes are on there. You can feel free to print those out. Whatever we got is there for people to use. If it can be used in a Sunday school lesson, or somebody's a lay person is teaching a class, whatever. If there's something there you can use, you feel free to take it and you use it. God gave it to us, and so we pass it right along to you. Okay, if you have a Bible with you, I'm going to ask you to open to Revelation chapter 1, if you would. And I'm going to get you to an introduction here. We've been working our way through here in chapter 1, and we've not got very far yet. But in all of this, as we've been working our way through, we've been looking at this vision that John has been given, where he's been permitted to see Jesus Christ in all of his glory. And it is in this vision that we're able to see Jesus in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, which represent the true church of Jesus Christ. We've also been able to see the present ministry of our Lord as he's in the midst of the church, and in the present ministry, which we've been looking at closely, we have seen several points from this present ministry. Number one, we see that he intercedes for us. He's dressed in the high priestly garment. Number two, we see that he provides wisdom for us. Number three, we see that he purifies us. Number four, we see that he identifies with us. Number five, we see that he empowers us. Number six, we see that he protects us. And that brings us to where we are in our study as we continue to look at Jesus Christ and all of his glory. That brings me to number seven. He provides spiritual light for us. You're going to find this one to be very interesting. I want you to notice, if you would, verse 16. Watch what it says. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Stop right there. When John looked at Jesus, his countenance was as the sun shining at full strength. This was a light so bright that John could not look directly at Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ in all of his glory, nothing veiled whatsoever, but his glory shining in full strength. John had a glimpse of this glory whenever Jesus walked on the face of the earth. Whenever in Matthew 17, 1 and 2, we read this, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up onto a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment white as the light. So John had gotten a previous glimpse of this, but here it is. Here he sees Jesus in all of his glory. And I want to look at that light. I want to consider him in that shining light today. And two things that I want to consider about that I want you to grasp. Number one, or A, would be this. It is the light which is given to us as we walk through this life. He's in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He's in the midst of the seven churches, which represent the complete church. Okay, so he's a light in the midst. All right, so as the light in the midst, he represents the light that is given to us as we walk through this life. I'm talking about spiritual light. First of all, let me make it clear that this is not, and I want you to get this, this is not Jesus as the light of the world. It's not that. In John 9:5, he said this, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But he's no longer in the world. The torch has been passed to those of us who know him as Savior. Matthew 5:13 and 14a says, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Okay, that's what Jesus said to his disciples. So while he was in the world, he was the light of the world, but he's out of the world now. So we are now the light of the world, for we are his body. So when we see Jesus in Revelation 1:16 in the midst of the church, it's not a picture of Jesus Christ as the light of the world. That's not what it is. But this is a picture of Jesus Christ and the light which he provides for you and me as we walk through this world of darkness. That's the light that he provides for you and I. 1 John 1:4-7, listen to this. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, there's what I'm talking about. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So this is the light. This is a picture. Whenever we see him in all of his full glory here in Revelation 1:16, this is not Jesus is the light of the world. This is the light, the spiritual light, that he gives to you and I for this walk that we have been ordained to walk as we go through this world. To walk in the light is to have fellowship with our Lord. That's what John's saying. He says in verse 7, 1 John 1:7 again, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So to walk in the light is to walk in a fellowship with our Lord. And so this happens as we keep our sins confessed and we live separated lives. 1 John 2:9-11 say this, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brothers in darkness even until now, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So listen, in order for you and I to benefit from this light, in order for you and I to have our path illuminated, it takes us walking in fellowship with him. And whenever we walk in fellowship with him, then we're walking in the light. It's dangerous for believers to step out of fellowship and to stay there. It places us into a spiritual darkness, so to speak. And in that darkness, there are many traps which have been laid by Satan. Let me give you the benefits and the blessings of walking in the light. Psalm 89:14-18 says this, Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, listen to this, in the light of thy countenance. There's what I'm talking about. It says that they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and thy favor In thy favor, our horn shall be exalted, for the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Psalm 97, 10, 11, and 12 read like this. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light, listen to me, light is sown for the righteous. That's Psalm 97, 11. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So we can see just from those verses that the light which is given to us is given because we walk in fellowship. We're given a light to light to illuminate the path that God has ordained for us to walk. Again, Psalm 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. That's the light spoken of in verse 16. So he illuminates our path. He lights our path. He gives light in this world full of spiritual darkness. He allows us to have the light which exposes the dangers and exposes the sin in the world. That's why, listen to me, that's why you and I that know Christ as Savior, that's why we have a different perspective upon the things around us than what the unsaved people have. Because they're in the dark. They don't understand. We know that what's going on in our world, and I'll just give you an example. The political correctness that's going on today that says that you can't call homosexuality an abomination like the Bible calls it. You can't say that abortion is murder and that offends people. And so what you have in our world today is you have a movement that is trying to label that as hate speech. Ultimately, behind the entire thing, I want you to understand what it is. It is Satan working to silence the church. That's what it is. The world does not see that. You and I see it. It is an attempt to silence the church, to keep us from calling sin, sin. Because if sin's not called sin, then people aren't going to understand the sinfulness of their sin, and thus they will not come and see their need of a Savior. Let me get you to point B. This is the light which we reflect to this world. Okay, so listen to me now. Verse 16, his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. That's the light that lightens our path, but it's also the light that we reflect, and I emphasize reflect, to the world. Listen to this. In our universe today, there is one sun which provides the light for the entire universe. On certain nights, you can walk out and look into the sky, and we see the full moon, and whenever we do, we often talk about the light of the moon. But the moon really does not produce light. The moon has no light. It only reflects the light of the sun. You understand that? The moon, if there was no sun, the moon would be black. When you see a full moon, it's not that there's light that's coming from the moon, so to speak, but the moon is reflecting the light of the sun. The moon does not produce its own light. There's one sun that provides the light for the entire world. This is exactly what happens when you and I walk in fellowship with our dear Lord. We reflect his glory to the people around us. We do not produce the light. God is light. Jesus Christ gives to us the light so that we can be the light of the world. We are to be that light to other people. Listen to Philippians 2, 13 through 15. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, listen to this, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now I want to show you something amazing. In the Old Testament, when Moses went into the mountain and God gave him the law, Moses came down with his face shining brightly. Exodus 34, 29 and 30 says this, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony of Moses in his hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that his skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. Now, okay, the shining, okay, that Moses reflected was because of the time that he spent with God. God's glory was absorbed by the skin of Moses, and so it was reflected, but it did not last. It faded. It faded. And so he put on a veil so that people were not aware of the fading. Okay, now listen. Okay. The Apostle Paul discusses this in 2 Corinthians 3. Then in the last verse of the chapter, he makes a marvelous statement. In 3:18, 2 Corinthians 3:18, listen to what he says. He said, but we all, okay, there's a contrast. Right before that, he talks about the how Moses' face shone and how it faded. Okay, so the contrast here is between the glory of the glory that Moses reflected fading and between you and I. Watch this now. But we all, different than Moses, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, listen to this, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. There's a contrast there, as I said, and it's between we who know Jesus Christ and Moses. The glory on the face of Moses faded, but the glory which is seen in us is increased from glory to glory. This means that the closer we walk with the Lord, the more we reflect the glory which is seen here in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 16. Let me share with you a couple verses. Proverbs 4, 18 and 19. But the path of the just, now listen to this, is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. So listen, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more. That's what Moses said. We're changed in the same image from glory to glory. There is an increase as we walk with him. Isaiah 60, 1 through 3, it says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen, listen to this, upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Matthew 5, 14 through 16, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle, but put it under a bushel, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now you are the light, you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. Here's the point. Okay, this light in verse 16, this glory of Jesus Christ and that shone like the sun in its full strength is the light that lights our path whenever we walk in fellowship with him. But it's also the light that we reflect as we walk in fellowship with him to a world that is in darkness. there is such a need for you and I to do this. There's such a need for us to deny the flesh, so to speak, and walk in fellowship with our Lord and surrender to Him and allow others to be able to see within us that light that we reflect into their lives so that they would desire to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Absolutely wonderful. There's something else here that I want you to see. See, this is the light which will light the kingdom in the new heaven and the new earth. This is the very light that's going to light the kingdom. Isaiah 60:19-20 says, "The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be the everlasting light, and the days of thy morning shall be ended." That's talking about the kingdom. That's talking about the future messianic kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the literal earthly kingdom that He is going to establish on the earth. Revelation 21:9-11 says, "And there shall come unto me one of the seven angels, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit into a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, that holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Listen to this. "Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." Let me explain that. Okay, let me explain that if I could, because I absolutely love this. We'll get into this whenever we get it on back deeper into Revelation 21. But you and I, when that eternal state is created, when the new heaven and the new earth are created, and we go into that eternal state, we will dwell in that holy city, New Jerusalem. That's the place that's being prepared for us, by the way. That Revelation 21 also tells us that God Himself will dwell with us in His full unveiled glory. Here in Revelation 21:11, it tells us that the city, Holy Jerusalem, is like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The closest thing that you will get to that jasper is a diamond. So picture a city. Now listen, it's 1,600 miles cubed, 1,600 miles long, wide, high, deep. 1,600 miles cubed. You want a little bit of idea about how big that is? The atmosphere around us is only 400 miles high. Before you go 400 miles, you go out of the atmosphere above that. This city is 1,600 miles high. Okay, but it's like a diamond. You put inside of a diamond the full unveiled glory of God, and all the facets of that diamond, all the facets of that jasper stone, will reflect in all kinds of colors, the colors of the rainbow, throughout that eternal city, throughout that new heaven and that new earth. What a spectacular place that is going to be. We can't imagine it. Revelation 21:22-24 says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine, for the glory of the Lord did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." Revelation 22:5 says, "And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." So listen to me. The light that is here is the light that lights our path. It is the light that we reflect to a lost and a dying world. It is the very light that will light the kingdom. Let me get you down to a conclusion. As we draw closer to our Lord today, we are able to reflect this light. We're able to reflect his glory. Because the more we are surrendered over to him, the more of him is seen in us, okay? So in the midst of the darkness, we can reflect that light. We must also remember that as we walk through this world, we're surrounded by darkness and we need the light to keep from falling into the traps of the enemy. Therefore, we have to walk close to our Lord. We got to stay in close fellowship. I don't know where you're at in your fellowship with the Lord. I don't know where you're at in your with your testimony, but listen to me. You have, and I have, a wonderful opportunity that is set before us just to be able to live in a way that reflects the glory of God through our lives, which speaks volumes to those that are around us. You got friends, you got family members that aren't saved and you want to see them saved. Let me ask you this. How well are you doing with your testimony in front of them? How well are you living your life? How much of the light of the Lord is seen in your life? How much of that? They can listen. They can ignore your words and stop their ears at your words, but they can't ignore your lifestyle. They can't ignore your lifestyle. We have a tremendous opportunity to be able to serve the Lord by reflecting the light that he gives to you and I as we go through this world. I'm out of time today, but I want to thank you for joining us today on the Joy of Discovery radio program. And I remind you again, if you ever desire a copy of this message or any message, there the CDs are free. All you need to do is write to us and give us the date that you would desire. Whenever you do, write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. That's Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. Until we meet around the radio or we see you in church, might you have a blessed week.